Mason City's local news, weather, farm, and sports station is also your connection with the top news stories from around the world. To stay informed, lock your radio dial on AM 1300 KGLO.
Your hometown news station is AM 1300 KGLO. I'm Tim Fleming, and it is time for our Community Foundation of Cerro Gordo County program. And with us this week, we have Lynn Potacek from Newman Catholic. Lynn, how are you?
I'm great. How are you, Tim?
Really, really good. I know it's a busy time for a lot of people going from one year to the next, and probably busier for you even more than normal, coming out of a pandemic year and then starting out a new year, I would guess, isn't it?
We are. And one thing that I will have to say we've been pretty fortunate at Newman is that we've been able to be in school in session, 5 days a week. So that's been a great blessing for us and for our students. It's been a lot of extra work, for our teachers and staff, but kudos go to Mrs. Avery and Mr. Adams for making that all possible and happening. So yeah, it's been busy, but it's a good busy.
Yeah, and when people started talking about having kids with masks and having to do all the cleaning and the social distancing and things, and the planning it must have taken to put that together for the school had to be something else.
I was going to say the administrative team spent a lot of hours putting it together, and the kids have adapted very well. The staff, the teachers, the faculty—they've all adapted well. So it's kind of like second nature now. So.
And at the development office, things have developed right along too, haven't they?
They've developed right along as well. Yeah, we've had to kind of take a step back and rethink a lot of things as well, and try to adapt and adjust. And we did our gala turned into an online event. Frank Fox helped us with that, and that was a great success. And so now we're planning and trying to see what the future will bring. So I'm hoping with the vaccine and everything, we can have a in-person event hopefully this fall. So, but yeah.
Yeah, that's the thing. That was my next question. Is there a chance that you can have something in this next year? And you're already thinking ahead maybe toward fall then to do something like that.
Yeah, we're really hoping that we can do something in person this fall. Our traditional November event that we usually have, we've really kicked around the idea about doing something this spring. And I don't know if we'll be to that point where we can do something in person. We've got some stuff in the works that we'd like to do virtual, so hopefully within the next couple of weeks we can get that rolled out and share that with you too, what we'd like to see happen there. But it just puts a whole new spin and a different perspective on everything. So
and you say the virtual stuff went pretty good. I know I jumped on a little bit and to take a look at the whole process when you set that up with Frank Fox, and that seemed to at least have a system that was pretty easy to get involved with for people.
It was, and it was, with the online events, you can reach so many people, and it was nice. We had alumni from all over, and friends of Newman too, that they could jump on, and it was an easy process. Frank had he used his online auction process. We used that as a vehicle to sell our items. And then we also did a Facebook Live and a Google Meet, for the people that had purchased tickets and tables, for our gala. So we tried to make it fun. And, it's a lot of collaboration with a lot of different people and a lot of brainstorming. So, as well as for our educators as well. And, the Community Foundation has helped us out tremendously. With the grants that we have received, we are able to purchase Chromebooks for our students so we can be one-to-one. So that, you know, there's a lot of great things happening and a lot of people stepping up and helping us get to where we are today. So,
well, that's one of the things, too, with the Community Foundation of Cerro Gordo County. It's it is an opportunity for groups such as yours at Newman Catholic to try to get those grants, to try to find certain things that they can help with. And, you know, it's the community kind of working with the community.
Absolutely. And, you know, we are forever grateful for, you know, the funds that they have given us to date and in the past. You know, they've helped us with our middle school science programs. And, you know, for how important right now, too, it's vital to have these one-on-one computers for our students, you know, that we can, that they can participate and be a part of their class. Even, you know, say if they are sick or something, they can have a computer at home and they can be online.
Lynn Potocek with us from Newman Catholic. And Lynn, actually, we're kind of winding down our time together visiting, but I was going to ask you, too, if someone is interested in finding out more information about Newman Catholic and how they can get involved in one way or another with the Newman Catholic system, how do they do that?
Well, they can call out to the school, 641-423-6939, or they can visit our website at newmancatholic.org. Our website will take you through the steps, or, you know, they can give us a call and we can set up a time that they'd like to come and visit. We've got Megan Studer. She would love to take you on a tour and show you our facilities and what we have to offer. So,
and it's, as always, it's always a pleasure to visit with you. Anything else you wanted to get across this morning that we didn't get a chance to touch on?
Well, I just wanted to, you know, thank everybody for their continued support throughout the North Iowa area. And thank you, Tim, too. You are always so generous with your time and helping us out here at Newman. And I would be remiss if I didn't, you know, the Community Foundation, you play a vital role in some of the things that we are able to do here at Newman Catholic. So thank you.
Appreciate talking to you today. Lynn, yes. Thanks a bunch. Have a great week. We'll talk to you again real soon.
Okay. Thanks, Tim. Thanks for your time.
You bet.
Okay.
Lynn Potocek with us on AM 1300 KGLO, and that is our Community Foundation of Cerro Gordo County program for this week.